From the AM 1050 WLIP Newsroom, I'm Pete Sargent with the WLIP K-Town Report. Kenosha could see some measurable snow later tonight and into tomorrow morning before the storm system turns to rain. Snow totals can change, but as of Monday night, the National Weather Service predicted the Kenosha area to be in the lower accumulation range. Flakes are expected to begin to fall during the evening rush hour later today. In Kenosha, parking is prohibited on posted snow routes in the city after 2 inches of snow is accumulated. Of course, alternate site parking regulations remain in place in the city unless enough snow falls for the city to call a snow emergency. If that happens, we'll keep you up to date here on WLIP, and we'll have complete weather details from TMJ4 News coming up. A decision on charging the Kenosha police officer who shot a black man in Kenosha last summer is still pending, and there's no word on when that decision will be made. Still, Kenosha's leaders say they're preparing for that day. Officer Rustin Chesky shot Jacob Blake 7 times in the back while trying to arrest him in August. The shooting left Blake paralyzed, and the charges against him were later settled. In a commentary published in Sunday's Kenosha News, Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian and Police Chief Daniel Miskinis said that no matter the decision on whether or not to charge Officer Chesky, the city will not tolerate the kind of violence that happened in the immediate wake of the shooting. The mayor and police chief also write that they will take, quote, definitive steps to protect our residents and businesses. They say they are, quote, looking beyond this challenging time in the city's history and are committed to being on the right path. A much-anticipated December tradition in Kenosha left some residents wondering when they checked their mailbox recently. City property tax bills were mailed, but thanks to an error at the printer, 2 copies of the bill were sent to some residents. The duplicates can be disregarded, and the cost for the error will fall not with the city, but with the contractor. The first round of property tax payments are due in January, but many turned in their payments before the end of the calendar year to be able to write the amount off on their federal taxes. However, due to the pandemic, many municipalities in the area have limited the in-person hours for tax payments or instituted social distancing, which could lead to some long lines to make your payment. 2 pharmacy chains have launched an effort to inject tens of thousands of Wisconsin nursing home residents with the COVID-19 vaccine. Rick Abrams, president of the Wisconsin Healthcare Association, Wisconsin Center for Assisted Living, says CVS Health and Walgreens began injecting residents and staff on Monday with the Moderna vaccine. Abrams says the campaign could take up to 3 months. Around 60,000 people reside in Wisconsin nursing homes. He didn't know how many nurses and ancillary staff will need shots, but the goal is to inoculate any workers who come into contact with residents. Governor Tony Evers swore in State Assembly Democrats in a virtual ceremony Monday. Governor Evers met with the Democratic caucus through Zoom. He swore in new members individually. He swore returning members in altogether. Republicans emerged from the November elections with a 61-38 majority in the Assembly. The GOP also maintained its majority in the state Senate, which could set up a frustrating session for Democrats. And the former Kenosha County Board Chairman charged with retail theft has settled the case. 52-year-old Daniel Esposito pleaded guilty to minor retail theft for taking building supplies from a local store, a move Esposito has maintained was a mistake. The items stolen were valued at around $700. Esposito will pay a $500 fine. Sports brought to you by Anastos Motors, Green Bay Road at 45th Street in Kenosha. Find them online at AnastosMotors.com. We start with hot stove baseball. The Cubs are reportedly sending pitcher Yu Darvish to San Diego for 4 players. Catcher Victor Caratini, also reportedly part of the trade, pending the players passing their physicals. College basketball, number 15 Maryland beat number 6 Wisconsin 70-64. The Badgers play Minnesota on Thursday. Monday Night Football last night, Bills over the Patriots 38-9. In the NBA, the Bucks look to shake off a 20-point loss to the Knicks on Sunday when they visit the Miami Heat tonight. The Bulls are looking for their first win on the young season when they play the Wizards in Washington. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers play Wake Forest in the Mayo Bowl. That is tomorrow morning. And in hockey, Blackhawks forward Kirby Duck could miss the upcoming season after having wrist surgery Duck fractured his right wrist while playing for Canada's World Junior team during an exhibition against Russia last week. More news every hour on the hour and anytime at the K-Town Report Web Edition at WLIP.com.